Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I mean, Sherry and I almost didn't make it over the Giants, too. 2002 lost to the 49ers. Giants lose 39-38, and Sherry says, I'm really sorry they lost. Why don't you come over? I'll make you dinner. We'll hang out. I said, I don't want to hang out with you. And she says, you know, the way you're acting, I might go out with another guy tonight. Go!
That was smart.
Go! I said, go hang out with the doctor.
This is a Fred Flintstone situation.
It's amazing, man.
Well,
this is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Really, so you're comparing me to Fred Flintstone and she's Wilma?
Unless Betty's a side piece, yeah. Barney's just in the dark, has no idea.
Well, Barney didn't seem like the brightest.
Cut it out, Betty, and who's your friends?
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DiPietro Rothenberg with you. Good job with that. Rejoin the music, all of it. Leading us right into a monstrous 7 o'clock hour on a football Friday. And again, as we always do, Rick, 1 o'clock on Sunday, Jets at Buffalo, Giants home to Philadelphia. Great. Wonderful. Thanks, NFL.
Yeah, just what we need. At least they flex next week.
Thank God the Giants are at 8 o'clock next week.
Smartened up, yeah.
So I'm gonna next week, no sleep. If the Giants lose, probably getting zero sleep right into the show.
You should be a real treat if they lose. Real treat on Monday.
I will be out of control if the Giants lose that game. Not this game. They lose this game, I'll be fine on Monday. Unless they just something terrible happens. But if they lose that game to Washington, yeah, that Monday morning, you better buckle up.
Well, what has to happen? I know you don't expect them to win, but what do the Giants have? What do you have to do?
You know what gets me crazy? And let me just tell you also, this portion of the show driven by the All American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge, huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. You know what gets me crazy is hope. So I don't expect the Giants to win this game. But when they give you hope, like the game against the Cowboys, I fully expected the Giants to lose. But you're winning 13-7 at the half, and you start to think to yourself, is this possible? Could they win this game? And then it falls apart in the fourth down play and the bad throw and 10 guys on the field and all of it. That's to me, is what's the most defeating piece of when I expect one of my teams to not win, is when they play well enough that they could and they stay very competitive throughout. So if we're talking about a three-point game into the fourth quarter and then the Giants lose that game or make a dumb play or something bad happens, that's the only way I would be really beside myself with a loss to Philadelphia.
Yeah, but they've played, I mean, that's what the Giants have done this season, though. They've played close games. They've been in these games. You know what I mean? Like they've given themselves the opportunity at least.
I think they've been in pretty much, because Seattle, they lost by two touchdowns, and Dallas was pretty much over into the fourth quarter. But even that Seattle game, I think, was tied in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, they put themselves in close games, and they're not the most talented team, and they're a team that we keep seeing when they do lose these games. It's because they make mistakes that they can't afford a mistake to make. Like in that game against Washington, you can't afford, like, as much as it doesn't seem like a big deal when you're doing it, like you can't come up and flex and take a penalty. It's stupid. You can't do
stupid. It's moronic is what it is.
And
we talk about it all the time. And same thing with the Raiders last night. Like, you're not good enough to make stupid decisions in key moments of games.
Did you see them grittying after they downed the punt?
Oh, they were the punter was going nuts.
Well, he's sniffing his finger like it was done. It was a wrap. It was over.
I mean, well, of course it was over. I love the fact that at any point I can bring up that game last night and you will just completely melt down.
A meltdown. But no, the Giants, here's what the Giants need to do.
Give me a recipe of how the Giants win this game.
Well, they can't get, I mean, you can't get behind early.
You can't turn the ball over at all. Well, no turnovers.
No, you can't do it. I mean, the game that they lost to Washington, Philly turned the ball over four times, I think, in that game. So you can't turn the ball over. That goes without saying. But you can't get behind early. Because that completely neutralizes what your best, your greatest strength is, which is running the football. You can't afford to get away all of a sudden now be a one-dimensional team where you're just throwing it, because that's not going to work. Because they got a good defensive line, and they got good corners, and you don't have great wide receivers, which is a problem. And the other thing is, too, is they got two, I mean, on the defensive side of this thing, is when you look at A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, you have your hands full.
I mean, and who's the Giants' number one corner? You don't even have your best cornerback here.
No. That's been a problem.
I mean, you have Noah Dory Jackson. I'm reading yesterday that it looks like McKinney could potentially be out for the remainder of the season.
Well, he has pins in his fingers still, though.
Well, I guess the pins were taken out yesterday, but he's still nowhere near returning.
It's not great.
No, none of it is good. Again, that defense against Washington, the defense had moments where they couldn't contain Washington and their running game. How are they going to slow down Philadelphia?
It's going to be tough, and especially, I mean, I thought the game against Washington, especially with Ojulari back, was putting pressure on the quarterback-wise, probably their best.
Well, they got to him five times, right?
Best game of the season, yeah.
But again, and Heineke's mobile-ish. Hurts is a whole different animal.
No, he's not Jalen. Jalen Hurts is at the top of the list for the MVP this season.
You think he's going to win MVP?
I think it's probably Patrick Mahomes right now. I think Burrow's probably put himself in the mix.
Yeah, I think Allen's kind of fallen out, don't you?
Well, I mean, if the Eagles run the table and end up 16-1, and Jalen Hurts continues to do what he's doing, he's going to be right there.
Oh God,
dude, he's having an awesome season, man.
I know he is. The oh God was not saying he wasn't having a great season. The oh God is I can't believe I'm living in this world where Philadelphia has a chance to go 16-1 and win the whole thing.
Well, everyone thought before the season, talent-wise, from top to bottom, that they would.
Yeah, but
be
I did, okay, but I didn't think that Green Bay would
this.
Be like I thought there'd be other teams yeah. in their way. I thought San Fran would be right in their way. I thought Green Bay would be right in their way. I thought
Rams
Tampa
would
Bay
better.
Would be right in their way.
Yeah, there's a bunch of teams. Rams would be better. This thing is just wide open for them now, though.
Right. I didn't think that. I mean, they have if Philadelphia does not go to the Super Bowl, something catastrophic has happened for them.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, they get the number one seed. They get the bye.
You're going to have the one seed, you're going to have the bye, and you're going to have two home games to win.
Yeah, you'd be hard. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed. And it doesn't sound like Garoppolo. Like, he could be back, but he probably won't be back. And then Dallas. I mean, everyone thinks Dallas is just going to fall apart. They'll melt.
No, I don't believe that, actually.
So you don't think in the NFC Championship game against the Eagles they'll melt?
Oh God, I'm not kidding. I can't have that happen.
So what do you want to wait? You want to wait for them to get to the Super Bowl before you think that they'll melt?
Who?
Dallas.
No, I think that Dallas will. I don't think they'll melt. I think Dallas is a good football team, a really good football team, with tremendous upside. I don't think they'll melt. I think that the Cowboys are going to at a minimum get to the NFC Championship game.
Okay, so that would be it's the Eagles against Dallas in Philly.
I can't. That would be too much for me.
It's your worst nightmare.
I might go away.
Oh, we should all watch it together at Santiago's apartment.
No, I don't. I won't watch that game.
You have to watch. You have to watch the game.
I'm telling you, if that's the NFC Championship game, I'm not watching.
I can guarantee you'll be watching it.
I don't.
You cannot
I don't,
not watch it.
I don't think I will.
I think you will.
I'm not even exaggerating with you. I think there's a pretty good chance that I don't watch that game. Because nothing good comes of that for me. Nothing.
The only thing that could come out of that would put a smile on your face is if
someone just catastrophically loses.
Well, that, and then if like say Dallas wins and gets Santiago's hopes up that they're going to win a Super Bowl, and then they get smashed in the Super
Bowl. Yeah, but then I'm going to have 2 weeks of him while we're in the Super Bowl and we're so good. That would be awful. Do you know what I would give right now for neither of those teams to be in the Super Bowl?
It would be nice for Jerry Jones, though, to get one more.
No, it would not.
That'd be nice.
Why would you wait? You want nice things for Jerry Jones?
I know, it's just it would be nice for him.
One more before he checks out?
Yeah, he's an older gentleman.
What's the matter with you people?
You're over here saying you don't want nice things for him, so I'm just saying.
Well, I don't want death.
You hate the elderly. That's fine.
I didn't say one more before he checks out.
Well, that's what he's looking for.
Listen, you can try and deny it all you want. That's what you implied.
I didn't imply anything.
You don't think Jerry Jones deserves one more?
How do you take from that to there?
And he said, you don't want nice things for Jerry Jones. At least I want nice things for Jerry. One more. Just give him one more.
Well, yeah, but you just made it before he dies, as if that's imminent.
As if Jerry Jones is a young man who's doing great.
He's 80. It's not like he's 97.
He's 80. By now, according to your statistics, he should have checked out long ago.
What does that mean?
He's lived a hard life, though, man. You got to remember that.
He's lived a hard life.
Hard life.
Well, whose choice is that?
I think he stated that. I think that's his stated goal, is to win another championship before he dies.
Well, yeah.
He said it.
I'm sure. But
okay,
before he checks out?
Yeah, that's a nicer way to say that when he dies.
He was trying to be nice about it.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, yeah, it's really real classy.
Not all of us go on national radio shows and kill people.
Yeah, I had a moment, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You killed George Mirosan, too.
Yeah, and you killed George Mirosan.
I mean,
nobody had any
Mirosan
idea
with us
that Magic was going to die.
Wasn't my fault.
And your rant against tall people. You hate tall people, too. That's another thing.
I have no animosity towards the heightened at all.
The heightened?
Not even a little bit.
You think all tall people will die by 50?
Yeah.
I think if you're over 7 feet tall, I mean, look at the numbers. Do you not read the American Journal of Medicine?
I can't say that.
George Mirosan seems to be doing okay.
Yeah.
At the moment.
He's thriving.
Yeah. Great.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
All right, DPHR Rothenberg with you, presented as always by Progressive Insurance. Before we get into the frenzy, which is seconds away, that was quite the read you did there, my friend. That was.
I knew you couldn't just read.
What happened on that one?
My tongue shut down. I don't know. There was a disconnect somewhere.
I've had that happen, so I won't give you too hard of a time.
That was as bad as it's ever been.
I mean, it's getting commented on Twitter right now about what happened with that read. So I
apologize mid-read.
Yeah. Now, what you think London Jewelers pays us for that? Or like that was so bad you're going to have a redo?
I asked if they could dump it. They wouldn't dump it.
Oh, boy. All right. Here we go. It's a frenzy. It's Friday. Dwayne Brown in 12 minutes. Jets tickets to give away. Our football picks. Very busy final 35 minutes of the show. I always get nervous because he has so much to say and he's got to be very concise. Let's see if he can do it. Ira, Staten Island. Ira, you're on the frenzy.
The AFC playoff picture is really shaky in my books. I think it's going to take 10. I don't think 9 is going to get you in. I still think the Patriots...
Oh, you're killing me, Ira. This is why I had that concern. I gave him such a long leash. What? Also. He cannot be concise.
Why does he wait till the frenzy, though? He knows. Why wait?
I don't know. Why didn't he call up, say, put me on hold right after the frenzy, after Dwayne Brown? Get to me then. He starts giving his opinion. You get right to your question. Watch how it's done. Justin in Jersey, go.
Officially, Ritter season in Atlanta. What should my expectations be?
I wouldn't have high expectations. I mean, this is... this kid getting his first chance. I wouldn't have high expectations.
But you know what? They're done. So at least you get a chance to see him. Because the thing is, Atlanta's going to have a high pick, right? They're going to probably pick top 8, I would say. So you at least want to have some answer, right? Does Ridder look at all like he could be a quarterback in the NFL, or do we have to take a quarterback with our top pick this coming season?
Well, I don't know about that, though. I mean, Atlanta's, I mean, they're 5-8 right now.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not saying that they're not done. As far as that, I mean, the high pick that you're talking about.
Well, what,
like Chicago's
what
got like
what
Chicago's
would
got
Atlanta
three
be
wins.
Right now?
Chicago's got 3 wins. The Rams have 4 wins.
Okay.
New Orleans has 4 wins. Carolina's got 4 wins. Arizona's got 4 wins.
I said 8.
Houston's got 1 win. Denver's got 3 wins. Jacksonville's got 4 wins. Colts have 4 wins.
All right, we'll see. Maybe they're not.
You underestimate the crappiness of the...
Yeah, there really are a lot of bad teams in the NFL. Let's go to Mike in Yonkers. Mike, you're on the Frenzy. Go.
How many sacks does Michael Parsons get this weekend? How about them Cowboys?
Oh, I love his calls.
No,
love
what a great call.
Love
I don't know. 1.5 sacks. I mean, what kind of a question is that?
I'll go with 2. I'll go with 2 sacks.
All right. That's a great one. And the Cowboys fans are the worst in the world.
But you called them sloppy.
Well, they are.
How are they the worst?
How many sacks? Because he just wanted to hear himself drone on. How many sacks? How about them go? Look at me.
I do remember the man on the show asking for sacks.
Well, yeah. I needed sacks for my...
I need sacks! I need sacks!
Joe in the truck. Joe, you're on 98.7. You're on the Frenzy. Get right to it, Joe.
Who's going to have a better record at the end of the year, Giants or Washington?
That's the million-dollar question.
I think right now you probably have to say Washington because Washington's got the game. This game is at home.
Yeah, I think the Giants are going to win the game. I'll go with the Giants.
Wow!
Yep.
What a take that was.
That's right. That's right. Well, let's go to James, New Providence Frenzy. James, go.
What's a more pressing need for the Giants this offseason? Offensive line or linebackers?
Probably linebacker.
A wide receiver, linebacker.
Yeah, you need secondary, you need linebacker, you need to fix the offensive line to finish that off, you need wide receiver, you need everything, you need a lot. The Giants have a lot of pieces.
How about Evan Neal, though? Evan Neal was good coming
Evan,
back.
Evan, I told you, Evan Neal's going to be good. The tackles are good. Rob Stinchfield, Saquon at 1,055 rushing yards right now. Over under 1,700 for the season.
He's at how many, 1,000?
I don't have it in front of me. Rob says 1,055. I'll say under.
Oh, under.
Yeah. I think that's probably the obvious answer, no?
Yeah, listen, unless all of a sudden he just they figure something out and he just starts going off, but it's been
a rough sledding.
It's been a slog.
Yeah. James Napoleon, what kind of contract does Mike White get if he leads the Jets to the postseason?
Well, let's hope that happens.
He'll get 18 to 20 million bucks a year.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in that range. Let's go to Dakota in Whippany. Dakota, you're on the Frenzy. Oh, you're killing
Dakota.
You're killing the Frenzy, Dakota. Ugh. I blame Santiago. He's been terrible today. Not a real Giants fan. Frenzy, the only team to beat the Cowboys and the Eagles in the playoffs is the Seahawks.
Is that a question?
I guess.
Doesn't sound like a question.
Well,
thinks that the Seahawks will be able to beat the Cowboys or the Eagles in the playoffs? No.
No. I don't know. There's a better chance the Seahawks don't get into the playoffs than beat the Cowboys and the Eagles in the postseason.
I think San Francisco has the potential, maybe.
With their youthful quarterback? Corey with the poopy in Greenwich. Corey, you're on the Frenzy.
Is this the last year of Derek Carr in Vegas? Could you see a reunion for Rodgers and Adams?
Oh, wow. To go with...
I don't know financially. I don't know financially that makes any sense for
And you know what? The Raiders are a cheap organization.
Well, they don't have the cash, yeah.
I don't know that that's going to happen.
They just gave Devontae Adams a bunch of money.
Forget about the Rodgers portion of it. Is Derek Carr done?
I think I could see them moving on.
He's good enough to get you fired.
He frustrates me, man.
Yeah, because he's frustrating. Anthony and Hawthorne. Anthony, you're on the Frenzy.
Can Tyler Huntley win out all the rest of his games until Lamar gets back? And do you think that the Ravens can still win the AFC North?
They can because the Bengals' schedule is awful. Can they win out? I mean, they said that Lamar's going to be out 1 to 3 weeks. So if he misses a week, could they win this week?
Well, I think but here's the thing, though. I think the better he plays, the less
likely you are to push him back.
Yeah, you don't need to rush him back. I mean, Baltimore's schedule, if they can, I mean, they're not favored in this game. They're at Cleveland. They got Atlanta, Pitt, and then they're at Cincy. Wow, that's going to be a spicy Week 18.
Week 18, that could be your flex into the Sunday night game.
Wow, that's going to be nice.
By the way, do you realize, I don't even know if you do, that next Saturday, 1, 4:30, 8:30 NFL games?
Of course I know.
You knew that? Honestly, yes. Did you know that?
Because I have that, because that is like my favorite thing ever is when I get Saturday and Sunday back.
Oh, it's so good. And let's wrap it up with Jeff in Howard Beach. Make it good, Jeff. You're on the Frenzy.
Who balls out better, Tua or Herbert, guys? TGIF.
Tua.
I think Tua's going to have a big
yeah, game. I think he's going to have a big-time bounce-back game. All right, blow it dead, Santy.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From Raspberry Lemon Lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing Cherry and Palavo Pineapple Mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So, for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Dwayne Brown, offensive lineman from your New York Jets, joins us. Dwayne, how are you? We appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
I'm good, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. So let me ask you, what is it, and I don't want to get into a comparison, Zach Wilson or Mike White at all. I really don't. But what is it about Mike White that's special? Like clearly the team has taken to this guy. You see wearing the T-shirts heading into the game last week. What is it about Mike White that's just special around him right now?
I think off the field, you know, I've only got a chance to know him over the last few months. So off the field, he's he's a funny dude, you know, kind of dry humor guy. I think that a lot of people take to, you know, and then on the field, he's a great competitor, you know, very poised. He spreads the ball around a lot, you know, like I said, you know, no moment seems like it's too big for him. You know, and he just has a good time. You know, I think the combination of just his personality and his competitive nature, you know, it's a great combination, you know, and guys really like it.
Dwayne Brown joins us here on the show. Dwayne, how hard has it been with all the injuries to the offensive line?
It's been tough, you know, myself, you know, you see, you know, George went down early, AVT, you know, it's been tough, you know, but guys have found ways to you know, plug in and not miss a beat. You know, we've had, you know, guys play out of position, you know, guys come in and play that haven't been here that long. You know, Max Mitchell went down, like, we've just been trying to find ways to keep it going. You know, the way we've been as productive as we had is a testament to each guy's individually and the preparation that goes into it. And I think Coach Benton doing a great job of just, no matter what the lineup looks like, just making sure everyone's on the same page. And, you know, it's been a wild ride this year, but, you know, we've been able to try to find ways to be productive, you know, in the running pass game. So just trying to keep it going.
So last week obviously was a rough week, but do you get out of that game and say to yourself and the teammates, guys, we were getting hammered. We were down by, you know, two touchdowns, and we fought all the way back to be a yard away from winning that game? Or do you get on the plane and think to yourself, oh, my God, we just blew such a golden opportunity?
I think for me, man, it's a tough game to lose. You know, I think after at halftime, the fact that there was no sense of defeat, you know, no one in that locker room at halftime thought we were going to lose that game. And we had a long way to go. And it's a tough environment to play in against a great team. You know, with the defense, you know, they do what they do every week in the second half, shutting them out, giving us opportunities. And we got rolling on offense. And just a handful of plays kept us from winning. For me personally, I had a lot of fun. You know, it was a fun game to be a part of. It was a fun atmosphere to play in. And I think everyone kind of felt that way. Obviously, the competitive guys that we are, we wanted to win that one, you know, and we were very disappointed not to. But we also very proud of the effort that we put forth and kind of where we are as a team. You know, it's a lot of youth on this team. And I think the resiliency guys showed to fight back in that environment, you know, to have a chance to win. Let us know that we're, you know, we're not far away from where we want to be. You know, we just got to make those plays. Those two to three plays that can be the deciding factor.
Dwayne Brown joins us here on the show. Dwayne, what do you think the biggest problem with the red zone offense was? I mean, you guys had plenty of opportunities. You're 1-for-6, but that was really, at the end of it, kind of the difference in that game.
You know, it's a combination of things. I think you got to – they made some plays. You know, you got to take your hats off to them as a defense. They got had a really good defense with veteran players, Pro Bowl players that have been good for a long time that made plays. I think, you know, us as a unit up front, you know, we got to be able to run the ball a little bit better in those situations. You know, once you get inside the 10-yard line, as offensive lineman, you want to be able to run it in if you can. And so we have to be better. You know, and it's just a couple of miscues. You know, it was a combination of things. But I think more than anything, you got to, you know, give them credit for schematically drawing things up and the guys that, you know, the big-time players they had make plays.
All right, so tough loss last week. We were over that. We're moving on. You beat Buffalo. You get another chance at them. Give me a recipe. Give me a formula of how you guys go up to Buffalo and beat the Bills for a second time this season.
Well, you know, in that environment on the road, you got to be able to run the ball. You know, so that's, you know, and we did that great last time we played them. But we expect them to gear up to stop that. So you got to have a balanced attack. You know, they have a great defense. Got to be able to control the crowd. It's going to be loud. You know, have a balanced attack. You know, control their pass rush, control their whatever blitz package they draw up. Just make plays, you know, and we have all the faith in the world on defense, you know, and we know they're going to go out and play well. We have to start fast. You know, I think that's kind of been an issue for us sometimes this year. In the second half, we're like, you know, a totally different team. So we've got to be able to start fast because, you know, you can't, as great as our defense is, you know, they have an explosive offense that, you know, you don't want to give too many opportunities to have on the field.
Yeah, it'll be nice, too, not having Von Miller to go up against. I'm sure that makes you feel better. Last one for me, Dwayne, you mentioned it. So I think that a lot of people, I'm a Jets fan, and as a Jets fan, I thought this would be better. This season would be better, but never in my wildest dreams did I imagine that, you know, there's a real chance you guys make the playoffs. You were talking about how the young guys, as someone that's been around the league for a long time, I mean, you're not a young guy anymore. You're 37 years old. Like, how much does it help to have that right mix of the veteran guys like yourself and those young guys?
I think, I mean, it's great. It's great to have, you know, veteran presence in the locker room. Young guys are hungry, and a lot of rookies and second-year players have stepped up big time to, you know, play some big-time ball for the team. You know, and I think, you know, at times that when adversity hits, you never know kind of how people's demeanor might change. So I think, you know, having veteran presence, you know, to be able to ride those waves and keep guys in the right mindset moving forward. I think, you know, this time of year, December, is when you want to play your best brand of football. And that's just the message that myself and others are spreading to the team, you know, and not to look too far into the future, you know, take 1 week at a time, 1 day at a time. And once we, you know, get to where we want to go in the postseason, you just got to handle business, you know. So but for me, the message is just take 1 day at a time, preparation, taking care of your body. And there's no bigger week than the Sunday.
That's right. Up in Buffalo, game you can hear right here on 98.7 ESPN starting at 11 o'clock in the morning. Dwayne Brown, we appreciate you. Good luck against the Buffalo Bills this weekend.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. Very good. That's Dwayne Brown, your starting offensive lineman with the New York Jets. He was good.
He's your left tackle, buddy.
That's right. He's the all
he's been
really,
he's been
tackle.
He's been good, man.
He has been good. He's been better than I anticipated, actually.
Yeah. You know what, too, though? But, I mean, that's a big deal. The reason why I asked it, I was going to ask a different question, but the reason why I asked it, because that's a big deal. Like, that they put together, like, Joe Douglas did a really good job in Coach Sala this offseason. They have a really nice mix of young, really good players and good, solid veteran guys.
They do. Like overall, you look at this team, you're like, that's a young football team. But then they have, you know, a couple of guys that have been through the battles. And I think it's important, too.
Well, it's a nice mix, right? Like, you got a stud. I mean, you got a stud lockdown corner in Sauce. And you got DJ Reed next to him. You bring
but
in
DJ
Whitehead.
Reed is still young.
Well, I know, but he's been around the league. You know what I mean? He can help. He can still help him. You bring in Whitehead. You already had Mosley. You bring in Quan Alexander. Like, they have a nice. They did a good job. You have Dwayne Brown. You brought in Lakin Tomlinson. Like, you have a nice. There's a nice mix there.
It's a youthful team with the like sprinkled in experienced players.
How about this? I got to give you this. This has nothing to do with the NFL before we make our picks. But I saw it.
Can I just do one thing before you do that?
Finish up with a read, yep.
Yeah. Now that's today's Jets Player Spotlight brought to you by Pepsi. Jets fans, head over to your local grocer and stock up for Jets game day. Football watching, better with Pepsi, available at ShopRite. And before you even do what you're going to do, I'm going to do this. I thought you, because I'm going to extend the olive branch for you, to you, I thought you were very good in that interview.
And you behaved yourself. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
I got a nice text from the Jets. They said good job.
Good.
How about this? This is from Hembo, Greeny's left-hand guy.
I saw this.
This is amazing.
You and I are so locked in, I have it ready to go. But go ahead with it.
Okay, so over the next two seasons, the Mets will pay Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander. I have to be done.
Woo!
I have to be done. The Mets will pay those two players $173.3 million. Over the same next two seasons, the Braves will pay Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Rice Laglaise.
You can't say it, huh?
Raisel Iglesias, Austin Riley, Ozzie Albies, Michael Harris, and Spencer Strider, $171 million.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. The Mets are paying a lot of money for two pitchers.
That's seven guys.
Yeah. Well, maybe three pitchers. Scherzer, Verlander, and Scherlander.
What happened to me today?
I
blame the Raiders.
Yeah, I think it's the Raiders' fault entirely.
I blame the Raiders.
I think it's Carr, McDaniels, the whole thing.
Excuse me. Mall at Short Hills, New Jersey's luxury shopping destination. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you for all you do. Have a great day. Goodbye.
I should have walked away. Thank you for everything you've done. I must go now. Their world-class selection of jewelry and fine timepiece brands.
Fine timepiece. What happened to you?
Along with concierge amenities. God, I just need to go.
It's a really bad read.
I need a couple days.
But that's okay. But I don't think you've been bad. Like, your content hasn't been bad today.
Oh, I can't. My tongue, I must be swollen or something. I don't know what happened.
Tongue swell?
What did I say his name was? Max Scherlander?
No, Justin Scherlander.
Justin Scherlander, yes.
And Justin Scherlant.
Oh, God.
Justin Scherlander.
I need a timeout.
He can be trouble. All right. Let's go.
Can you imagine that? If Scherzer and Verlander
They morphed, that would be terrific.
You'd lose a guy.
Into Scherlander? No, but you'd have one.
No, you'd gain a guy.
You'd have Scherzer,
you'd have Verlander, and you'd have Scherlander.
Well, I'd give the ball to him in game one.
Yeah, all day. Kind of becomes your fourth starter.
Top of the rotation.
Carrasco drops to your fifth guy. The pitching depth will be unbelievable, just with a slip of the tongue.
How much money is Scherlander making?
A lot.
80. 86.
And in my mind, he's a dual threat. He can hit also. He's like the National League Otani, Scherlander.
Oh, God.
Oh, God is right. All right, let's go with our award-winning NFL picks.
The DiPietro and Rothenberg NFL picks of the week.
You like that kind of party?
I still stand by. The open is just dreadful.
I like that. That last sound of those is my favorite. I like that kind of party.
Oh, yeah. I like it, too. But the overall intro is, it's just not what we're accustomed to on the show. But that's
well, it's better than he, because he let off with the outfit picks was his initial.
The show outfit picks.
Oh, awful.
All right, RJ, Radio Randy, give us the updated standings, would you?
Or not.
Well, I will. I'll just list the wins. I won't.
All right, you don't need to embarrass anybody, but people need to know where we stand right now.
All right, Raymond, I think Ray's been leading. I really think it's been since week two and hasn't looked back. He's got 23 wins.
He's got so much free time. He doesn't have a woman.
Wow. I was simply stating the wins. I have 21. Dave has 19. And Rick has 16.
You know, I don't come into the program like doing a week's worth of research, you know, calling my bookies who get their picks off NFL.com or whatever.
No, I thought it was bookies. I thought it was bookies.
Yeah, okay.
It's not.
You thought. It doesn't matter.
It's Jason Lockenfora.
It doesn't matter whether it is or not. You thought. You spent way too. You're the one who dedicates all the time. I come into the show. I discuss with RJ a little bit, and I make my picks.
Yeah,
that's it.
He does.
I was lied to.
It's paralysis by analysis with you is what it is.
I can't. You know what? You guys go. All right.
Okay. Should I go first or should I go last?
I think you just have to go before Rick to see if he backs his idea of just totally going opposite you.
He's just going to go the other way. He'll never catch
well,
me.
Then
if that's what he does.
But then he'd have to pick only two games to go opposite, so that would create a whole other issue.
That's right. And then he'd have to start calling people.
I'd have to phone a friend during the segment.
All right, I'm ready to go. Right, I'm going to start. I'm going to surprise you all with where I start. Oh, I'm going to surprise you all. I'm going to start in the Pacific Northwest. That's right. And I'm going to go with Sam Darnold. That's right. Seattle, running back's a real problem right now. Carolina's defense is good. I think that after last week's disaster and narrow victory, I'm not all that impressed with Seattle. Could they win? Will they win? Probably so. Field goal kind of game. Give me Carolina plus the 3.5. That's pick number one. Pick number two, same spread, different game, same coast. I don't understand this one. I'm going to take the Niners, laying 3.5. So I get San Francisco at home. Tampa on a short week. Tampa's offensive line is awful. San Francisco's defense is elite. Brock Purdy looked pretty good. A lot of weapons with the Niners, and I'm laying 3.5. I'll take it, and I'll take it every day of the week. San Fran, minus 3.5. And then I go to a game that was flexed into this beautiful Sunday night spot. Miami and the Chargers. Chargers feel like they're broken. I don't think they're all that well coached. Even though Miami lost and Tua was dreadful last week, they were driving for a game-winning score late stages of the fourth quarter. So they didn't play well against a better team, and they were right there to the end. I think Miami has their way, beats the Chargers. I'll take the Dolphins and lay the 3. So a quick recap. Give me Carolina plus 3.5, Niners minus 3.5, and Miami minus 3.
RJ, let's go.
All right. David, I'm not picking that game, but actually, it's not sexy. I actually like your Carolina pick.
Uh-huh. I'm just gonna tell you. That's right.
All right. It's a nice transition.
There's no sex appeal. None.
That's okay, though.
Yeah, no. It's all about winning.
There's not a lot in this one, either. I start near and dear to Dave's heart. The New York Giants.
Let's go.
A buy low opportunity. Your logic says they get crushed here. But Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, not quite the same team on the road. They play teams close. I'll take the touchdown. Give me the Giants plus 7.
Let's go. Let's go.
I've never rooted harder for the Eagles in my life.
You know you're an evil guy.
I'll fly. I'll jump off the couch and try to fly around the house if they win.
Good. Let's see how that goes. Try it off the roof. I bet you've had better success.
That's dangerous. Been talking about it all week. Who would I be not to take the Detroit Lions? Minus the 2. It doesn't make a lot of sense. What gives me a lot of pause here, the Vikings play a lot of close games and they win them all. So maybe this won't be a close game, but I'm taking the Lions minus 2 at home.
Let's go, Kirk Cousins. Come on, baby.
There's something so bizarre about this spread.
Yeah, but I got to be in on it, though.
Yeah, no, I understand.
This has 0-2 written all over it so far.
And finally, Dave.
Don't let him get in your head.
Oh, no. Dave, same game as you, different team.
It can't be Tampa Bay.
He's taking the Chargers.
You're taking the Chargers?
I'm taking the Chargers.
I do not like
the Chargers getting giving points. I love them getting points. And I watched Tua last week. The Charger defense is not the Niner defense. Tua looked broken. Not that he can't fix it. He won't fix it.
He had a bad week against the elite defense in football.
Won't fix it this week. Give me the Chargers plus a 3.
Oh, this guy is a savage.
Now, Rick, you don't have any dog in the fight in that game. Who do you like?
I have Miami.
Yes.
I'm not going yet, but Ray, you go now.
Oh, okay. You give a quasi.
Don't say yes like that, RJ. Oh, I hate you people so much.
He's so neurotic.
I hate you
now,
so much.
Raymond, how many picks do you have to make right now?
I've got 2 picks to make.
And why would that be?
Because I gave in the peer pressure from you people, and I took the Raiders last night. I knew better. I knew who the Raiders
pick.
Were. I knew who the Raiders were.
Were you complaining up 16-3 with 5 minutes left that you had the Raiders?
No, I was not complaining, right. But I didn't feel great about it. And like that game should have been a bigger lead at that time. Anyway, moving on. Giants-Eagles. Do I think the Giants can beat the Eagles? No, but as RJ said, the Eagles are not quite the same team on the road. Giants play a style of football that'll keep them in the game. And
what
even
is that,
if they're not
scoring points?
Well, listen, they don't give up a lot of points either. And they can slow the Eagles down just enough.
Listen, the guy is in the midst of beautiful analysis, and you jump him. Continue, Ray.
Maybe sneak in another one of their little backdoor covers. Either way,
the Giants can keep this game to within a touchdown, I'll take the Giants plus 7.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
What a good pick.
And as tempting as Dave's Seattle-Carolina matchup is. No, because here's the thing. Like, Carolina had a really bad week watching Baker Mayfield do what he did. They may have picked the wrong quarterback, but that's okay. I'll go the other way. Lions-Vikings. Game's now down to minus 2 Detroit. Listen, I've been saying it all week. I don't get it. I don't understand it. A lot of recency bias going on with the Lions. I think the Vikings are way better than they are, despite all the questions we have. I'll take the Vikings.
Oh, a head-to-head matchup.
Oh, this is a primetime.
RJ and this Raymond. Mano a mano.
I welcome it. Right atop the standings. By the way, before I forget,
yeah,
I'd get in trouble for this. Happy birthday to my wife today.
Oh, today's Ange's birthday.
Happy birthday, the reason why Ange. You wish her happy birthday is because you'd get in trouble if you didn't?
No. I'd get in trouble.
That's
with...
nice.
Don't be a bad guy.
More and
be
it
a
took
bad
you
guy.
Till 7:56 Don't to remember your guy. Wife's birthday?
No, wow. I remembered. I know she's listening right now.
Did you get her something great?
I did. Later, right out on the dining room table so she could wake up and have her birthday present without me there. But I'll be there later.
What is it? Expired imported desserts?
No, that's what I get my wife. Are you taking her to some kind of a sensational romantic dinner tonight?
I really am. You know what we're going to talk about? Baker Mayfield heroics.
Yeah. Good. I think that makes sense. Now, Rick, on the heels of Baker Mayfield's heroics, you also have two picks to make because you took the Raiders,
go Raiders
last night. Good job by you. What are you taking now?
I hope you get food poisoning, RJ. Not you. Not Ange, you.
Go Rams.
By yourself.
What heroics that was. Van Jefferson.
Eat the oysters.
I hope you poop your pants on the way
home. Van Jefferson. One-on-one coverage. Interesting.
That's great. Smart. Good play. Good play call. Good design. All right. With my first pick after my still think it's a good pick, Vegas loss, I'm going to go with the Chiefs and lay the net.
How many points are you laying?
I'm done. The 9.5.
RJ, I don't know how quickly you could turn that around, but if you could do it in the next 2 minutes, I'd appreciate
Jordan
it.
I just had a think I just stroked out.
Ryan, he needs a week. We'll catch him in jail.
I will take the Chiefs and I will lay the nilililililin.
This is what happens. The snowball. It just starts rolling. I can't.
You're in your own head now.
Yeah. All right, I'll take the Chiefs minus the 9.5.
Okay, good.
Wow. And then with my third pick, I'm going to take Miami minus the 3.
Well, you said it so eloquently, too.
Yeah, that's all I can give you guys right now.
Well, you know what? Great. Thanks a lot. Well, RJ, congratulations on your Chargers win.
That's all I can do.
Wow.
No.
I'll take them minus the na-na-na. All right, Raymond. Have at
today's
it.
3 stars. Number 3.
He's completely threw me off in the last
This is, I can't, man.
Listen, anyway, number 3. Rick started off the show almost borderline pulling a Dave and just walking off the show, which led Dave to say,
"I'm the bell cow of the show."
I'm the bell cow of the show.
Yeah, you are the bell cow of the show. And you wake up before the cows, and as Michael Kay once said, maybe you eat one too.
Number 2,
and I was going to make Rick redemption as part of this, but considering the events of the last 2 minutes.
Redemption?
Well, he redeemed himself from his terrible read by having a great read, but yeah. Again, the last few minutes have completely wrecked that. So bumped down to number 2 is, my anger over the Thursday Night Football and Baker Mayfield's heroics, because Dave, once again, you had me believing for a second in the Raiders.
Oh, they're the biggest threat to the Jets.
No, they're not. You lied. It's all your fault. I blame you.
You know what? Everything is my fault.
Yeah, I wonder what the number 1 star is going to be today.
Number 1.
And again, this would have been a story of redemption because we had...
their newest location at the mall, Mall at Short Hills, New Jersey's luxury shopping destination. Their world-class selection of jewelry and fine timepiece brands, along with concierge amenities.
What
then
happened?
You rebounded with a perfect All-American Ford read, and then you come back with...
and Justin Sherlett.
And then the finale.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs and lay the net.
Great job.
That's the best one. I'm going to go with the Chiefs and lay the net. That's a lot of points.
I don't think they can cover that.
Yeah. Did the Chiefs cover the... I don't know. All
I'm
right.
Go with the Chiefs and lay the...
Let's go. Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg and... I apologize. 98.7 ESPN. I'm going to go with the Chiefs and lay the...
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.